So the teachings or the philosophy go back about 1,000 years to a Tibetan woman teacher named Machig Lubdrin. And it's basically the view is that rather than fighting or denying or trying to obliterate our demons or that which is difficult in our lives, internally or externally, we actually turn towards it. And we turn towards it with awareness and compassion and actually nurturance. So we feed that which would seemingly destroy us, which is quite counterintuitive. But the view here is that those parts of ourselves, again, internal or outside, that we might consider our demons, are actually aspects that aren't getting what they truly need. And so in being met and being acknowledged and met with generosity and compassion and being fed metaphorically what they really need, that same energy that we experience as a demon turns into strength and insight and wisdom within ourselves.
So is this something that's really about working on yourself and your internal demons? Or could this be applied to external fears? Because if we look at what's happening right now in society, there's a lot of fear and a lot of division. So how might we apply this practice to some of that?
Yes. So it works at both those levels. There's an actual feeding your demons practice, which we do with ourselves in the sense that all our fears, whether they seem to be external or internal, the way we work with them is within ourselves. So the process itself is you might say, a personal process, but it has implications far beyond. And as you said, I think there are incredible social, socio-political ramifications or implications for this as a view, which is really about turning towards, we might say, the enemy, if we want to say demon as enemy, or the other, whoever we consider to be the other, with acknowledgement and actually an interest in what it is they really truly need.
So give our listeners an example, and I understand this is a complex practice that takes a lot of time, but for the purposes of what we're talking about this morning, an example of something in society where people might be fearful of something and how they might use this practice to overcome that fear.
Yeah, I mean, we begin with ourselves. So in a sense, we think of fear, for example, towards a relationship or towards an external circumstance, being a mother, I might say, okay, I have a fear of losing my children. And so that seems external and I have no power over that. With this process, and it's actually quite a simple process, it's a 20-minute visualization process. What I would do is I work with that fear within myself. So what is it that's arousing in myself as a fear? And I begin to, I actually externalize that. So I have a conversation with my fear. I personify it in this visualization process. And then I take the role of that fear, that demon, and say, what do I really need? And then I feed it that. And then it turns into an ally. It actually turns into something that's powerful and has insight. And from that place of insight, it can offer some information to me or healing words to me. So in the case of my children, for example, I begin to pull apart what is just a natural fear of the fact that we live in a world that anything could happen and I can do only so much. And what is it that I can work with around that? Maybe at a very practical level of with my children, but also how can I hold them in a sort of spacious, compassionate awareness, which allows them to be in a good way in the world.
It seems very much acknowledging that there are a lot of things in life that we can't control, but we can control how we personally react to it and how we deal with certain situations.
Absolutely. And somehow that in that and how we encounter our fears and the other, we do actually make a difference. We are part of that community that is creating fear or that is creating a sense of wholesomeness. So it our inner work definitely affects who we are and what our society is.
If you look at what's happening right now in society, so much of the policy certainly seems to be driven by fear of the other, fear of such and such, fear of fill in the blank. Yes. And it seems like if everybody was using some type of mindfulness to dispel that, it would ultimately, that could trickle up.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, in part, this practice is saying, look at the fear outside and look at the fear within. What is it that is triggering our fear? Why are we so afraid of the other? And what is it within ourselves that we are afraid of? So if we can begin to bring awareness to that which we are afraid of within ourselves and come to a sense of resolution, and as the title suggests, compassion actually for those parts of ourselves we are afraid of, we are also perhaps more likely to have compassion for the seeming other outside of ourselves. So there's really a continuum between the inner and the outer work here.